Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing? I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Weekday Wisdom. Of course, I'm Tariq. I'm going to be with you for this whole show. And if you already looked at the title, you know it's Jumpstart Your 2016. I was looking at a quote one of my friends shared it with me, and basically it was saying that if you haven't already started on 2016, you're already behind the curve. You're already behind the eight ball. So what I want to do is just give you a little bit of information. If you have not started on 2016, a few tips to help you get that jump started for you so you can make 2016 your best year yet. So just a few tips I'm going to go over with you. I know it's still the holiday season. A lot of people are busy. If you're still kind of running around trying to figure out what to do, you can always tune in to my previous show that's going to show you how to thrive and not just survive this holiday season. So for the people that are like, oh, I'm just so busy, definitely check out that last show, and because one of the main points was to really take some time for yourself. And just moving forward, talking about what we're going to go over today, the first tip to help you jumpstart 2016, the very first tip is I want you to do a thorough review of this year. Really take a look at 2015. I want you to kind of get away from that old paradigm of what, you know, it was good or this was bad and things like that. And I want you to kind of shift that thinking to what worked for you really well. Make two columns, what worked for you and what did not work for you. So really just shift your mode of thinking from this was good, this was bad, and really start looking at what things that I do extremely well that I want to continue in 2016. And then also look at the things that really did not work for you, where you want to make some changes in 2016. And I don't want you to be vague. I want you to go into a lot of detail with this information, because the more information you provide, the better it's going to be for you to make those needed changes. So if you say something like, I didn't lose the weight I wanted to lose, or I didn't get that job that I was looking to get in 2015, and you leave it there, it's really vague. We need to figure out and dive in so you can figure out the why. Why didn't you get that job, or why didn't you meet your fitness goals for 2015? So then you can go and look at ways and habits and things that need to change so that you can make those adjustments in 2016. So really definitely do a thorough, very thorough review of 2015. And as I stated, you can always make time. I know it's a crazy holiday season, but you can always make time to just sit down for a few moments with a notebook and write down that information so you can have a clear, take a clear look at 2015 for you. Once you've done that and you've done your due diligence there, then the next thing that I would like for you to do, I want you to take a look and just kind of close your eyes and visualize, what does 2016 look like for you? Like, what do you want 2016 to look like? Are you living in the same place? Are you driving the same kind of car? How are your relationships? How have they changed? You know, how have you changed? Just really get a clear vision of how you want that to look and how you want your life to look like in so many different areas, relationships, financial, career-wise. Really take that time to get a clear picture of 2016 and what it looks like for you. Now, once you have that, this last piece kind of goes right along with it, because once you have that vision of what 2016 looks like, then I want you to sit down again with your notepad and write down your top three things. These top three things are must for you. They have to happen. What are the top three things that need to happen in 2016 for you to say that it was your best year yet? So, and if you have more than three, that's fine. You can do your top four, five, six. I say start at three, but if you have more, that's fine. But just write those things down in great detail. And as I do more shows, I'm definitely going to go over goal setting again and what that means and how that is so impactful when you write those goals down and review them daily on a weekly basis. So I'm going to be going into that information again. But definitely look at your top three things or top three goals that you want to accomplish in 2016. And some people struggle there. They're like, I really don't know what that might be. And the best way I explain it to them, I say, just imagine, you know, if we were to fast forward and it's now December of 2016, almost at the end of the year again, what three things would you want to have accomplished for you to say that 2016 was your best year yet? And that kind of helps them out a little bit when I'm talking to some of my clients. So what are those three things that if we fast forward the year and it's now December of 2016, what three things matter the most for you that you want to see taken care of or you want to see accomplished or you want to see implemented, that that's done, you'll look back on the year and say, you know what, this was a rocking year for me. This is one of the best years that I've had so far. So really take a look at that and begin to write that down. And as I stated, this is really just to jumpstart year 2016. Now, I wasn't going to hold you long today. When I saw that quote, it really inspired me just to do this show to give you some quick tips. You know, I'm going to be doing a lot more shows again. I'm thanking everybody that's been showing me a lot of love. Listening to the shows again, know that I'm back and I'm going to be, you know, back on schedule giving you more value and more shows like I have in the past. So I really appreciate that. So just as a quick review, jumpstart your 2016. Went over a quick three effective, powerful tips that's going to help you jumpstart your 2016. The first one is a thorough review, a thorough, in-depth, detailed review of your 2015, what was working for you, what did not work for you. The next thing that you're going to do is visualize your 2016. What does it look like? What does your life look like for you in 2016? And finally, write down your top three things that need to happen in 2016 for you to say that it was absolutely your best year yet. So those are the quick tips that's going to help you jumpstart your new year. I pray all is well with you and your family. As always, you can go to the website, www.successfully.com. Contact us there. Contact us through email. You know, you can follow us on Twitter at Successfully. It's the word successful. Add two E's on the end. Also like us on Facebook. We got a lot of things coming up that's going to add value to your lives, taking you guys to the next level. That's what we strive for so much here as a company, just really to, you know, work with people, individuals, and companies to take their lives to the very next level. So as always, it is a pleasure to be here for you guys, to give you information, continue with the show requests. I'll go through those and make sure that I'm putting that information out there that you really need that's going to be helpful to you. And it is always an honor and a pleasure to be here on Weekday Wisdom. My name is Tariq A. Lee. I am blessed by the best, and so are you. I will see you on the next show. Peace and blessings.